How much is land selling for here and who's buying? Well, the average price for an acre of land sold in Ireland last year was just over €9,000, the most expensive in Dublin and the cheapest in Leitrim. Beef farmers were the biggest buyers, although almost 20% was bought by business people, who bought nearly a quarter of all land sold last year. But almost half of land up for sale wasn't bought. All the details are in the Irish Farmers Journal today in their land price supplement. Anthony Jordan is editor of the land price report for the Farmers Journal. He's with us now. Anthony, thank you very much for coming in to us. You were in with us last year with a similar report, but this year the new part is that you have a breakdown of who's buying the land. How did you get that information, first of all?
Yeah, so I suppose the parameters of how we got the information was we defined what each enterprise was, and we would have spoken with each auctioneer after each land sale, and we would have asked, we would have gone through a series of questions and would have asked what enterprise a buyer would have bought that particular holding. If there were private treaty sales, they would have been in confidence, and if there were auctions, they would have been given in the public domain. So what it did was it allowed us to give a credible breakdown, I suppose, of what enterprises were buying, what enterprises were buying land and in what counties.
Vast majority bought by farmers, but as I said, about 20% of transactions by business people. Now, when you say business people, what do you mean?
I suppose the definition of a business person would be somebody who is generating significant income from a non-farming enterprise from business. I suppose the biggest difference between them and farmers will be the substantial income they will be earning. And this is definitely seen in the average prices that's been paid across the sectors. We're talking about business people paying the highest prices for land. The average price of land paid by business people last year would have been €12,000 an acre. If we compare this with other sectors in the industry, you're talking about dairy farmers that pay just under €10,000 an acre on average across the country. Of course, this price will be brought down significantly by farmers in the West. You've also got suckler farmers who will be paying an average of just over €8,000 an acre. I mean, that's 4,000 less than what business people would be paying. And again, that's been brought down by suckler farmers and beef farmers in the West that'll be paying between €5,000 an acre and €7,000 an acre for land.
But 45% of land that was up for sale wasn't sold. Why not?
I suppose there are various different reasons why land doesn't sell. There are so many variables in the market. Sometimes the land market doesn't obey rational economics. I suppose a quick example would be if you go walk into an auctioneer's office and say you want to sell your land, the first question they'll ask is, well, who is your neighbour? Interest in the local area is going to be a huge effect on what land sells. And if you have more than one or two neighbours that want the land and they bid for each other or they bid against each other, that land might make more money. You've also got various different things like expectation. If people have more expectation on what their land is worth and don't, I suppose, follow the direction of their agent or auctioneer, it might be very difficult for that land to sell. So there are a lot of different parameters and variables involved in the land market rather than just what they make off the land.
Are people investing in land as an asset?
Absolutely. So I suppose if you look at the history of land price since 2007 or 2008, obviously we would have had the Celtic Tiger era where average land prices would have been up on €25,000 an acre. Since 2009, average prices have hovered between €8,700 an acre and €10,000 an acre. And I suppose what business people are seeing is that this is a safe asset. It doesn't go up, it doesn't go down, and we're not making any more of it. I suppose possibly the second biggest reason why land isn't selling at them, or why business people are investing in land, is I suppose the inheritance tax and the breaks that they're getting from that. So I suppose if you qualify for agricultural relief, it reduces the taxable value of agricultural land for CAT purposes by 90%, and people are seeing this at the moment.
How do we compare with other countries in terms of the cost of land here compared to, say, other countries in the EU?
I suppose we're dead in the middle. I mean, if you look at the higher end of the scale, you're talking about the Netherlands that is up on €30,000 an acre for land. Italy, parts of Italy are very, very expensive. The wine areas where they'd be growing grapes. Very interesting, actually. France is very, very productive farmland, but their average prices are just over €3,000 an acre, which is just a third of ours. Obviously, in areas like Champagne and Normandy, where wine growing is very prevalent, those prices would be a bit higher. And then you go to, I suppose, the likes of Eastern Europe, I suppose fresh from communist rule, big swathes of land, very, very fertile, but they would range between €400 and €500 an acre.
Loads more information on that supplement today published with the Irish Farmers Journal. Anthony Jordan, thank you very much for coming into us.